Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Jacopetti, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. On this morning's Spotlight, I'm here with Cynthia Stefanoni, co-director and producer of the Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival, returning for its 12th year this March 28th through 31st at several venues in downtown Sebastopol. Cynthia, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Happy to be here.
Calling in, I should say. Well, give me some highlights of this year's Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival. What can people expect this year?
Well, if they're returning, they know to expect quality documentaries, most of which play like narratives, which is something we pride ourselves on. But we also pride ourselves on bringing the kind of films you don't get a chance to see anywhere else. And there's lots of great documentarians out there making great films that don't actually see the light of day. And we try to bring those little gems to our little corner of the world and bring the world to us. This year we have films from 67 films from 49 countries. And currently I believe we have about 25 to 30 filmmakers or members or subjects coming to be with their films. So it's going to be a really exciting year. We have films that play from everything from music. We have Holly Near, who will be here with her film, the film about her. It's about her life as an activist and as a musician and as a human being who grew up, her childhood was in Ukiah. So it's a really exciting film for anyone who likes her music or just grew up in the 60s and 70s and likes activism and can see the progression. We have a film called Confluence, and they play in various national parks. It's really an interesting take on how to put the arts and your ecological activism together. We have a film called Fine Lines, which Free Solo just won the Academy Award, and the climber in Free Solo is also in Fine Lines, along with many others from many other countries. It's a breathtakingly gorgeous film. And we also, as always, have films that point at activism from various points of view. One called Circles comes out of the East Bay and is about a father and son and their relationship. I'm not going to say much more about that because I think you need to see this film, read up on it. Oh, by the way, anyone can go to SebDocs, SebDocs.org, and check out all the films that we're offering. This year, in addition to all those films, we are offering special programs that have really interesting twists to them. We have a film coming in called Factory of Lies, which is about Russian journalists and Russian troll farms. And immediately following that, as a Q&A, will be a talk and a conversation about investigative journalism that will be led by Lowell Bergman of Frontline fame, who is going to speak and talk about the role of investigative journalism. In these times, I think every one of us would want to see that. We also have special programs on editing, the editing process, composing for docs, and audio, what it's called the hidden layer. And it's all about what sound brings to film. All of those are in small venues, so if those are of interest to you, you should get online and get a ticket right away.
That sounds great.
We present our films in two different venues in Sebastopol at the Rialto Cinemas, who have been partnering with us for most of those 12 years. We have four screens in Sebastopol at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, which the Documentary Film Festival is a program of the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. And we have three screens going there, two for films and one for special programs.
Great. Thank you, Cynthia, so much. Again, that's the Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival, March 28th through 31st at several venues in downtown Sebastopol. Cynthia Stefanoni, co-director and producer, thank you so much. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Jacopetti, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Have a good morning.